Welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. Erdo, Eric Reiner, Trisha, and this hour brought to you by... Wait, why don't you do the music first?
Yes, this is Walk the Dinosaur, Queen Latifah, Ice Age, Dawn of the Dinosaurs, and yes, this is a remake of the song that the original...
From Dawn Was. Or his group Was Not Was.
And that movie, that is from another movie, I think, Dinosaur City or something like that.
Adventures in
Dinosaur City. But I could have picked either one, but I went with the more current one.
Yes, nice.
Ice Age.
Nice energy to this song.
Queen Latifah, she's got her own talk show. Oh, wait, never mind.
She does?
Canceled.
Oh, it did? Oh, too bad.
She's still on, though.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Reruns, probably.
It's like Bethany. Bethany was canceled, too, and she was on for like a year after that.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and that other girl's canceled, too. What's her name?
Meredith?
No, the other one for a long time.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Similar. I'll have to think of it.
Oh,
but... Oh, which one? Oh, okay.
Oprah.
But not Oprah. But this hour brought to you by Alexander's All Care Automotive Repair. Great guy. Like I said, I was just down there the other day. He helped me out, fixed up my car. Definitely go see Alexander's All Care Automotive, 3310 East Thomas Road in Phoenix, 602-956-3781. 602-956-3781. Tell Alexander I said hello, and back to you.
Hello.
Joseph.
Sally Jesse Raphael?
No, that was a long time ago.
Geraldo.
No, that other girl. Blonde hair, short blonde hair.
Joan London?
No.
Chelsea Handler? Ellen DeGeneres?
Yeah, Ellen.
She's not canceled.
Oh, she's not?
No.
No.
She runs the world.
Oh, she does?
Yeah, Finding Dory's coming out in a couple of years.
Oh, I didn't know
All
that.
Right. Well,
okay.
Let's play a couple clips, soundbite spotlight here. Chris Pratt from Jurassic World. We'll see. We might play some of these now and some of them later. Let's start with Chris Pratt talking about his memories of Jurassic Park.
My adventure with Jurassic Park started when I saw the first Jurassic Park in the theaters in 1993, and I loved it. It just was mind-blowing to me. I was 14 years old. I was right at that age where... A young man is so impressionable, and I just walked away having my mind blown, you know, and science and imagination came together in this way that was full of suspense and storytelling and beautiful imagery, and it's like cinema was reinvented right in front of me at that time, and it's like I discovered how cool movies could be. This was a really important movie to me as a kid.
And again, we're going to talk about our memories probably in our next hour. We were going to do it now, but we really enjoyed our review of Jurassic World, so we're running a little behind. But he mentioned beautiful imagery. Speaking of which, let's hear from Bryce Dallas Howard about her Jurassic Park memories.
The majority of the folks that have been cast in this movie, and then obviously Colin himself, we were all kids when Jurassic Park came out. And that experience for us of watching that movie... sort of like changed our lives and for many of us made us want to become filmmakers, become storytellers, become actors. And so to now be here making Jurassic World is it's crazy, but it's also very moving. And we are all extremely giddy at the prospect of being able to tell this story now.
Yes, and you know, so all the actors in the film are new except for one. There's one character that remains the same.
B.D. Wong.
Yes, B.D. Wong was in the original, had a very, very small part. So let's hear from B.D. Wong about his Jurassic Park memories.
The character that I play, Dr. Henry Wu, started out as a chief geneticist at Jurassic Park and has now worked his way up to be running the Hammond Creation Center. It's 22 years later, and it's been a lot of fun because Colin has a great deal of passion and investment in honoring the characters as Michael Crichton wrote them and has gone back to the book and I think done a pretty good job of recreating the person who he wasn't really in the original.
And the Colin that he's referring to is Colin Trevorrow, who is the director of Jurassic World. He's also accredited on the screenplay. So let's hear from Colin Trevorrow about Jurassic World.
I was excited to be there. I think there, and everyone, you know, Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard, Ty Simpkins, who's the biggest Jurassic Park fan you're going to find, to be able to be surrounded by people who were so thrilled. They knew it was a special time. They knew it was a special moment in their careers and just in their lives as movie fans. And that was, you know, that spirit that we had on set, I think, is infused into the movie. And you can feel it. And it's something that I can imagine, you know, Steven's other films were like, because I can feel it in those movies. I showed my son Raiders of the Lost Ark this weekend for the first time, and there's an infectious energy in that movie. And the things that I love about Steven's films is it just makes you feel like you want to be on that adventure with those characters. And I don't think it just applies to big adventures. I'd apply it to my own first film. I want to be in the back seat of that SUV as they're going to find a guy who maybe can travel through time. And the ability to create a group of actors who has that energy, I know it transfers to the screen. I know you feel it.
Yeah, Safety Not Guaranteed is the film that he's referring to, and it was on my best list the year that it came out. It is a great film. And how,
is that the time travel one?
Yes. Yeah.
With Audrey?
Yes. Yep. It's a great film. Don't spoil the ending. So how much...
I didn't understand the ending.
You didn't? Okay.
No, I'm kidding.
Well,
I did.
Well, how much time do we have left in this segment? Should we save our Steven Spielberg quote?
You got less than 2 minutes.
Let's go ahead and play Steven Spielberg. It kind of leads into our next interview and our next segment. So Steven Spielberg, the producer on Jurassic World.
Well, the first movie, you know, took a lot of pain to establish how intelligent the raptors were, and that is sort of is proven when the raptor learns how to open the door when the kids are hiding in the kitchen. And, you know, and so we've established early on, and I think, you know, Jack Horner and other paleontologists have also, you know, figured out just based on the fossil record that the raptors were one of the most intelligent of all the animals. And so that intelligence is a bonus for Jurassic World because it plays into the plot in a very important, significant way.
A very important, significant way.
Yes.
Yes, and Steven was talking about Jack Horner. We have him on after the break. This is a huge, huge interview. This is the score for Dinosaur, Disney's Dinosaur, James Newton Howard.
And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.
Yay!